All he could see in every direction was water. It was June 22, 1943. Somewhere on the Pacific Ocean, American military airman and Olympic runner Louis Zamperini lay on a small raft, drifting. Slumped beside him was another crewman. On another raft, tethered to the first, lay the pilot, a gash zigzagging across his forehead. Their bodies, sunburned and stained yellow from the dye of the rafts, had shrunken to skeletons. Sharks glided in lazy loops around them, dragging their backs along the rafts, waiting. The Second World War was raging, and in the Pacific, America and Japan were locked in a bloody struggle. Zamperini and his crew had been searching for a lost warplane when their bomber had crashed into the ocean. They'd been adrift for 27 days and had floated at least 1,000 miles. The rafts were turning to jelly. The men's bodies were pocked with salt sores, their burned lips so swollen they pressed into their nostrils and chins. They spent their days watching the sky, singing White Christmas. They were alone on 64 million square miles of ocean. A month earlier, 26-year-old Zamperini had been one of the greatest runners in the world. Now his body had wasted to less than 100 pounds, and his famous legs could not lift him. Almost everyone, outside of his family, had given him up for dead. On that 27th day, the men heard a distant, deep strumming. Their eyes caught a glint in the sky, a plane high overhead. Zamperini fired two flares and shook powdered dye into the water, enveloping the rafts in a circle of vivid orange. The plane kept going, slowly disappearing. The men sagged. Then the plane reappeared. The crew had seen them. Overjoyed, the castaways shouted, waving arms, starved to little more than bone and skin. The plane dropped low and swept alongside the rafts. Zamperini saw the crewmen's profiles dark against bright blueness. Suddenly, there was a terrific roar, and the ocean seemed to boil. It was machine gun fire. This wasn't an American rescue plane. It was a Japanese bomber. The men pitched themselves into the sea and hung under the rafts, cringing as bullets pierced the rubber and sliced lines in the water around their faces. The firing blazed on, then spluttered out as the bomber overshot them. The men dragged themselves onto the one raft that was still mostly inflated. The bomber circled toward them again, the machine guns taking aim. Zamperini's crewmates were too weak to go back into the water. As they lay down, hands over their heads, Zamperini splashed overboard alone. Somewhere below, the sharks were done waiting. They bent their bodies in the water and swam toward the man under the raft.